Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
The weekly gathering place for over 1 million freedom-loving gun owners. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. Welcome to it.
Newsflash.
Newsflash.
Number one, Jimmy G is in the studio.
Jimmy G.
Hello.
Jimmy
G.
Gramenos.
I was going to say, he's incognito?
Yes. Governor Christie was just spotted floating off the coast of Nova Scotia with a whole team of humpback whales.
Humpback whales.
Nice.
It's pretty good. I guess for those of you who do not live in the state of New Jersey, you're welcome.
well said.
We had a state shutdown because they couldn't arrive at a budget, which, by the way, was not 100% Christie's fault. It was also our esteemed legislator's fault. So the people who pay exorbitant amount of taxes in the state of New Jersey on the busiest weekend of the year, we found that our services were closed. All state parks, beaches, Liberty Island State Park, et cetera, et cetera.
AKA Knicks.
Yes,
right.
Check was shut down, so people couldn't buy guns and get their national instant background check. Only in New Jersey, of course.
I care about everything but the beaches.
And, of course, Christie, he went on the beach with a security detail.
Yes, he did, because he has a beach house paid for by the taxpayers.
Yes, and police detail.
Yes, of course.
And it's funny because Gary Mastrangelo made a joke saying that, like, Liberty State Park normally has 4 employees. Because it was shut down, they had no employees but 6 state troopers on overtime patrolling it to make sure nobody went into the park. So that's how we save money
That's how we save money. That's the Jersey way.
Did you know, based on volunteerism, based on working with other philanthropic groups and state departments, New Jersey is ranked last in the least patriotic state in the union.
Well, I can understand that.
Yes. So so Jimmy's here. He's going to be talking about a lot of stuff, but I want to get some housekeeping stuff out of the way while I'm on the mode. If you haven't come in and signed the petition for Scott for NRA Board of Director, please do so now. The clipboard is at concierge. Just come to the Woodland Park Range, Gun for Hire, and ask for it. And we got a lot of feedback email last week, Sandy. Again, your 4th of July intro was really, really well, very well received. People
almost forgot about that.
Yeah, I've constantly commenting on that. You did a wonderful job. And a lot of people also want to hear the intro you did for September 11th, which everybody here listening, it was show 82. I went back and did some research.
Okay, 82.
Show 82, you can listen to the intro, and it will make your skin crawl and your hair tingle, and you might even bust a tear or two as you go along.
We'll have it again September 11th, I think, right?
Yes. You know, Kim Gadano came out and lashed against Christie and the House and the Senate also for the budget thing. So, and we're working on getting Kim on the show, by the way. Because anyone but Murphy. If Murphy's elected, his anti-gun stance is unbelievable. What?
We're screwed.
We're definitely screwed. Being the least patriotic, the number one state people are moving out of, the most taxed state, and we get a socialist like Murphy and another Goldman Sachs multimillionaire, we are done.
You know, it's funny that you draw the comparisons. I left South Carolina and showed up in New Jersey at the Jersey Shore. And what a difference. I left Charleston, came the same day, so you saw what was going on in the morning in Charleston. Then I came up here and went to the shore. And it was amazing. There's just the night and day difference between the types of T-shirts people had on. Granted, Charleston's got a bunch of military bases, but the area of the shore that is there also has some military bases and a lot of retired military, but it's rare that you see any expression of patriotism whatsoever.
You know, it's horrible where we live, and we're outnumbered, but the problem is we could win. There is enough independence in New Jersey that could swing over. We've had Republican governors before, a.k.a. Christie.
Well, it's tough calling him a Republican, but I'd like to see, you know, I don't know if we'll ever have a conservative or libertarian-minded governor in the state of New Jersey. It's just too damn corrupt. But we have to do better than Phil Murphy, for God's sake.
Correct. You know, it's some hope, though. Gary Roth sent me an article. A federal court enjoined California on their large capacity magazine confiscation. It was supposed to take effect July 1st.
I'd like to talk about that a little bit when we...
Well, let's do it.
Yeah, well, we only got about 30 seconds.
But and then we'll let Jimmy talk after that. So, Jimmy, tell
Wait,
me...
talk for the 30 seconds?
Yeah, go ahead, talk, Jimmy, talk.
You can talk. Hello, hello,
tell us about Ayub coming up.
15 seconds to say something.
Tell
Ayub.
Us about Ayub.
Yes, Masad Ayub, if you know about him, if you don't know about him, and we're going to commercial.
It's talk too much. Yeah. I'm sorry.
If you know about him, you know about him. If you don't, you're missing out.
Missing out.
And
that's it.
That's the way it is. End of statement.
Tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise, and although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250 pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day, she was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States, and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
The world's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed.
And what better way to say I love you than giving the ones you love a gift to keep them safe? Lipstick Bodyguard. It looks just like a beautiful little lipstick, but just like a beautiful woman, it has the power to bring a grown man to his knees.
Lipstick Bodyguard. Fear no evil. Get yours today, only at LipstickBodyguard.com.
Just follow the link on the GunForHireRadio.com homepage.
No rules. No apologies. No holding back. Gun for Hire Radio. The most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation. 4 years running.
And this segment is brought to you by Liberty Office Suites. LibertyOfficeSuites.com is owned by Patriot Ron Sousa. Ron has two locations, one on Changebridge Road in Montville and one on New Road in Parsippany. For as little as $58 a month, you can have an office and a professional environment. Call answering, call receiving, meeting rooms, a 70-person meeting room that can hold up a 70-person meeting room with all of the electronic gadgets and hookups. So get out of the barista bar and check out Liberty Office Suites. Now, Jimmy, the reason I brought up this magazine the stay from the federal judges, Phil Murphy will sign the 10-round magazine ban in New Jersey. New York already has a 7-round magazine SAFE Act. For you guys listening out of New Jersey, we have 15-round magazine right now, and Christie vetoed the 10-round magazine limit. So California wanted to do a 10-round mag limit because they had grandfathered owners in from 2000 up, but they wanted to get rid of it altogether. And a federal judge sided with Heller. And now, of course, it'll go to the Ninth Circuit. And if it goes to the Ninth Circuit, what will happen is they'll overturn it. You know, but Gary wrote that the bastion of freedom, the Ninth Circuit, will likely get a shot at this. But it's a start. Also, the last paragraph is encouraging. Even the bureaucrats are beginning to get the message, perhaps. And Gary wrote that. Gary Roth, who's a longtime customer, Gun for Hire alumni.
An attorney, right?
And an attorney, yes. He's just good to have around. Go ahead, Jimmy.
Man, I definitely feel that the way things are going, we might turn into a California, especially when it comes to black rifles, hands down.
Yeah.
I see a lot of manufacturers. Ant and I saw it at the NRA convention as well when we go to SHOT Show. They're always thinking of a way to, I don't want to say beat the system, but they're always thinking of ways to say, you know what, this is what we're going to do to circumvent the new new regulation for the black rifle or new regulation for magazines. I'll give you an example. Tracking Point. They did a California compliant rifle where instead of being able to in California with a black rifle and you can't take out the magazine, it's got to be inside. You can't just quickly release it. So what they did was they installed a device where every time you fire it locks back on the last round, and then you'd have to manually slap the bolt release to make it go forward every time. So at least you could still do a magazine change and load up, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15 rounds, whatever the case may be. But then again, if you want the bolt to go forward, you'd hit the release every time, as opposed to just having a permanent magazine inside the, black rifle. So I notice a lot of that where a lot of manufacturers are trying
They're trying to stay one step ahead of everybody.
Right, right. But eventually, like you guys talk about, there could be a time where they just take them away then.
Right. Well, that's their ultimate goal, really. And they're using whatever asinine legislation they can. And the junk science abounds. I read through this article. It was fantastic. Thanks, Gary. It was what's interesting about the judge who made this decision is the fact that he's Cuban-American. And he was born in Havana in 1950. So he saw firsthand. What has happened?
And the utopian socialist communist government world. He saw that
exactly where a tyrant dictator can come in at the barrel of a gun and take over a country, and the first thing you have to do in order to do that is to disarm the populace. So I read his what I understood of his decision, and it was I had a smile on my face that was just like ear to ear because here's a guy who really gets it. And unfortunately,
he's outnumbered.
Yeah, and like you say, once it goes to the Ninth Circuit, it's just gonna get bumped out because they're extremely liberal, and I don't understand how they cannot see the logic in all of this, in the fact that magazine size has absolutely nothing to do with the number of people killed.
Right.
There's never been any proof. When you look at the judge. When the judge took a look at the evidence that they submitted, the prosecution submitted, or the state submitted, evidence from Mother Jones News, a survey done by Mother Jones News, and another survey. They had four different areas. One was from Bloomberg's organization, but there was no factual base. And Bloomberg's organization, the third group, submitted stuff. The testimony by the expert was based on the Mother Jones article, so it's all junk science, all made up. And even scholars, legal scholars, have looked at this and said, "How could you possibly call this evidence of any kind? There was no substantiary evidence anywhere presented."
Listen to what Dave Capel wrote. He wrote, "As in virtually every case involving a challenge to gun control, the state's important interest was promoting public safety. However, the evidence before the court showed that the banned magazines pose little threat to public safety, that they are very rarely used in mass shootings or any other type of crime. The court deemed the magazine ban a haphazard solution likely to have no effect on an exceedingly rare problem, while at the same time burdening the constitutional rights of other California law-abiding responsible citizens. Thus, the confiscation law failed immediate scrutiny.
Right.
The judge, like you said, this Cuban-American judge gets it.
Yeah, he gets it.
We're passing another law that criminals don't even know the law is passed. They're busy scoring their bag of dope somewhere. They could give a shit about a law like this. It's only us law-abiding citizens that deal with the burdens over and over again. Jimmy, how many questions a day do you answer? Is this jersey legal? Can I bring this here? Can I shoot this? How many a day? Seriously.
At least 5 to 6, and it goes from emails to just walking in to phone calls. You know, what about this, you know, gun? What if I take this off? Will this be okay then? Or what if I, you know, take some weight off of this one? Will this one work then? Well, it's threaded barrel. Can I have it on my handgun then and not on the rifle? I don't understand that. It makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense. And what worries me more sometimes is not the questions that you get, because at least you can address those and deal with those in a factual manner, but it's the ones that no one asks because they don't know to ask and are then opening themselves up to be a felon.
Right. And in... Here's the sad part is that, you know, every time I get those emails, I copy Charlie on it, because Charlie is super OCD with our, you know, FFL information and taking care of everything, making sure, you know, we cross our T's, dot our I's. And, you know, I copy Charlie on these emails. And Charlie says, hey, if you get something in writing from the hierarchies, then that's fine. We'll do it. But until you get that writing, but here's the thing, though. Now, Ant goes to the hierarchies and say, hey, what about this and what about that? Well, does it start to pull more red flags?
Right.
You know, so it then opens up a bigger can of worms. It's like the, what happened with the CMP. You know,
right.
We used to get the rifles delivered right to our doors. Then what happened? Then we asked 10,000 questions to the state police. State police shut down that program. Not shut it down, but we can't get it to our house anymore.
Because they don't have an answer, so right away they're going to...
That's it.
The bureaucrats are always going to err on the side of covering their own ass.
Correct.
And I've had issues with adjudication of certain laws in the state of New Jersey from a different side, from a healthcare side. And I've seen it happen in my own organization where I've had state department heads write a letter on their letterhead saying this is okay, and then an administrative law judge overturning it and somebody overriding that and saying, no, you're screwed. You continue to do this, you're going to be fined.
Right. Well, so what do you do?
So what do you do? Right. And it is the department head who wrote the letter.
Right.
So you don't know who to ask and who to trust, really.
And you want to err on the side that's going to help you out.
Not on the side that's going to err.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. And so, they're in the same battle, right?
Right.
They're always going to err on the side that's going to help them out and make them either A, look good, or protect their ass somehow.
Right. Unbelievable.
So, I don't know. I don't know if I would trust anything.
No. No, it's difficult. It definitely is. But, you know, and it's not going to stop, though, and that's why we constantly get the same questions, same responses, the same, you know, and then a new gun comes out, and then the same thing happens all over again.
Right.
You know, why can't I own that? I don't understand that. It's sold in, you know, 47 or 48 other states.
And it's fine. It's
right.
Nobody's using it to kill everybody with.
I just don't get it, you know.
Right.
The biggest thing is these, when I say short-barreled shotguns, a lot of people are inquiring about these pistol shotguns, where the pistol barrel, the shotgun barrel is almost pistol size, and it doesn't have a stock to it. It just has a little funny grip at the end of it. So you'd register as a pistol. And, you know, that's a big red flag right now. And we're trying to get a good answer on it because so many people want to send it in. You know, like Remington has a new pistol shotgun.
So they want to buy it, send it in as a pistol permit?
Correct.
And we're not sure whether that is, in fact, a pistol?
Well, Remington's saying it's 100% legal and good to go.
Yeah.
But to our state laws, again, state laws, not the federal laws,
right.
State law is saying, you know, oh, well, it's a gray area because X, Y, and Z. Well, I understand you're protecting yourself like we talked about, but I need that in writing because people want to send it in.
Yeah, right.
You know, because we could legally order them, but it becomes a problem.
Yeah, you can order. Well, you can order them because they're an FFL, and you can have them. Doesn't mean that you can sell them to somebody and they can have them, right?
Right.
Oh, boy.
Craziness.
For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms. And those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We use marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Broadcasting truth from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain. You're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the most listened to Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by County Line Firearms. County Line Firearms, NJ.com, is on Route 10 East in East Hanover, across the street from the Best Buy. Stop and see Carlos Negron and also Sherry Spivak from the Saw Group. County Line Firearms, NJ.com. Another thing, July 22nd, Ricardo from the NRA will be here, from the NRA ground troops. There's five of them all over the state, helping people out, getting people educated, going visit all the little ranges, all the big ranges to try to mobilize the troops and wake up the sleeping, stupid, over-medicated giant that is known as the New Jersey gun owners.
Yeah.
In this state.
It's good, too. They're sending five, so that only they only have to each reach 1.8 million people.
Well,
so that's pretty
in
good.
In the past, they sent zero.
Yeah,
so it's a start.
Yeah, I guess
it's a start.
They're not equipped with jazzies, are they?
No. But while we're talking about that,
prunes,
Jimmy, we're going to get into
prune
you
juice.
One
so we
minute.
Need to bring prune juice now.
He's on a roll.
All right. Just saying.
By the way, many years ago when Gun for Hire started to grow, I had gotten a PayPal account. And the PayPal account was closed because they wouldn't do any violence-related products, which was guns. Mm. So then I switched to a Square account where you attach a little Square to your phone or a mobile device. Remember using those, Jimmy?
Yep. And surprise, surprise.
Surprise, surprise, they knocked us out as well. And then another company called Stripe that I never used. So a class action lawsuit that started in California is suing those three companies.
Oh, gee, too bad.
And all the FFLs are jumping on it, and we're jumping on it as well for past damages because they're preventing us from conducting commerce, and it's a civil rights issue.
Yeah, that's
it's
right,
a
under the commerce.
It's a violation of our civil rights.
Right.
So,
that's right.
You know, but, you know, if I owned a medical marijuana or a whorehouse
you're good
or
to
something,
go.
Okay. I'd be able to use Stripe or Square. But it's funny how these companies took our money until they got big.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden they had selective morality.
Right.
The same thing with Google. We used to advertise
kinda
on Google
like our government.
AdWords. Yeah. And now
exactly right.
Kinda like our government.
Kinda
well,
like
Jimmy,
our government.
Jimmy, you gotta be on the show more. You gotta be on the show more. The last thing I want to talk about, Jimmy was talking about compliant guns. We had a doctor go abatz in a hospital. He went crazy.
Yeah, I guess you have to explain that.
Abatz is Italian for crazy. So this email came in from Darius, who's a longtime listener of the show. he used a safe compliant AR with the weird looking stock
well,
and everything.
He didn't want to, you know, he didn't want to break the law,
which was legally purchased,
yeah,
by the way.
Of course.
So again, you can make all the laws you want. You can change it all you want. If a crazy is going to do something, a crazy is going to do something.
And how did they stop this crazy?
He killed himself.
Oh.
Okay. He neutralized himself.
So yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
The only thing
and
that
clean.
Stops somebody with a gun is somebody else with
somebody
a gun.
Somebody else with a gun.
Another
in his
one,
case, his alter personality.
Yes.
Did. Yeah.
The last thing, and then Jimmy's taking the floor, is New Jersey. At the end of this month, we're having a 2-day gun buyback program.
Oh,
again,
goody.
Nice.
In New Jersey, which, again, Knappen will tell you is totally illegal because mm-hmm. you can't do transfers anywhere but at an FFL. And FFLs are not mobile. So these are going to be in churches and community centers at all of the democratically run big cities that are broke, and they're going to be metering out money.
Right.
You get $200 for an assault rifle, by the way.
Do you really?
Yeah, which we don't know what that is, really.
Yeah.
But
neither do they.
Yeah, so totally illegal, but we're going to have it again. And as Sandy would say numerous times, because I've listened to him sometimes, destroying yes, destroying our history.
Yes, absolutely.
Destroying our history. Now, Jimmy is the director of training here. He's also one of our ambassadors. He's always up front, talks to the clients. He's been with me. It's probably around in 10 years now?
No, it's going on 11.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's going on 11 years, so he's been with me.
Dude, you're old.
September, I will have started Firearms Training Center, a.k.a. Gun for Hire, in 1992. So September will be 25 years. And so Jimmy's
dude, you're
been,
really old.
Yeah. Jimmy, I'll be 57.
Well, remember we found that old flyer?
Yes. My flyer from 92, 93.
Yeah, first advertising for a course.
I have it. I have
oh,
it. I'll show it to you, Sandy.
That's
I'll post
cool.
it online, listeners. I'll post it on a radio site. No, I won't because people will want me to honor those prices.
Yes,
forget
sir.
It. But so he's been around for 11 years, and you know the company has grown to the monster that it is. And Roger Garrett did some research, and he found out that when the new edition opens, we will, in fact, be the largest indoor commercial gun range in the United States.
Wow.
The largest one that he can find had 52 shooting lanes, and we will have 60. So, and probably square footage and all will be the largest gun range in the United States, quite possibly the world. So, not a bad thing to have. Chris Kent said hello, Jimmy. Christopher
oh, I miss
Chris. Kent, yeah, the doctor. We're going to read some letters of his later. But so, Jimmy, what do you got going on? We started a little bit about Ayub, and we got caught up in that. Ayub's going to be here, what, August 3rd to 6th?
Yep, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. If I'm not mistaken, there are two spots left, or one.
I think there's one.
Yeah,
Paul Trotter just took one, right?
Yeah, so yeah. We have our last spot available. Like Anthony says, he's not going to be around forever.
You'll regret it
yeah.
if you don't take
yeah,
his
that's
class.
Right. Yeah.
So
and the way he drinks and smokes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
But again, it's not a high-speed class. So for the older folks, if you want to take a course, it's definitely
why
a good
are you
class
looking
thing.
At him like that?
Sorry.
Oh.
I was looking at both of you.
Well, thanks.
Left and right
that's
real
great.
Quick.
What is it you're driving now?
So again, the class is not high-speed at all, but it's just the articulation of the instruction that you get is just phenomenal. You can't, you know, you can read about it all day long. You can watch YouTube videos about it all day long. It does no justice whatsoever. Listen to him speak and then articulate and then actually run the drill is just, you got to see it. So definitely sign
up. You have
up.
To see it.
Yeah, you have to see it. And again, it's down, it's going to be outdoors. We haven't ran an outdoor class in a while. So it's going to be nice. Weather-wise, what's the weather going to be like? August 3rd, 4th, and 5th,
6th.
90s.
But it's a lot of classroom.
Yes.
Yeah.
You have 40 hours classroom, or 20 hours classroom, 20 hours of range time.
You don't always have to have bright, nice sunshine, 72 degrees when you're under attack.
If it ain't raining, you ain't training.
That's it. So definitely register. Again, every year we try to bring them back, but it's definitely a good class to take.
Yeah, you will learn a lot. You need to be in his presence. You know, like people that the passing of Jeff Cooper and the other old timers, these are the guys that started it all. These are the guys that stepped out of the box and said, let's move and shoot and let's teach civilians
these
tactics.
That's right.
And Ayub, just for his just to listen to him talk, his courtroom acumen, his encyclopedic memory of cases and shootings, and he analyzes them. I mean, Jimmy, these guys didn't know. I've been referring to Ayub as my master, and then finally, what was it, 3 years ago?
Yeah, when I took the first class, wow.
Jimmy came back and goes, holy shit, you're right. You know, they didn't know. They just heard it secondhand from me. And then all of a sudden, they went from, you know, Ant's just talking a lot of trash, trying to brag up his credentials, to, oh my God, he was right. Yeah. You know, and it was invigorating to see, and I'm so glad that so many of my staff have got to experience who I consider my master. I mean, I took LFI 1, which is Mag 20 or Mag 40. I took it in 1992, and I started Gun for Hire in 1992. There's no coincidence there.
Yeah.
So, you know, again, he travels across the country, and he teaches everywhere, but he's approaching 70, and he likes his Rolling Rocks at night, and he smokes a couple packs of Kents a day, and, you know, prolific writer, and you just have to, you got to go and take his class once, and you'll be enlightened, is what I think.
100%.
Now, Jimmy, since we have another range, a long-distance range, we're using South Jersey Shooting Club again. You've been bringing new stuff in, more urban classes, more instructors, you know, your terrorism awareness class and everything. Tell us what's on the burners for you right now. What's going on?
Well, this weekend is the start of the Urban Precision Rifle class. Both dates have sold out. We have 4 spots left in September date, so that's going to be a new class that we're running. We have reloading. We've always did reloading, but now we're doing a different spin on it. We're actually including a kit in the actual class, so you can register without a kit or with a kit. The reason why we're doing it with a kit is because what happens, I notice when people take the class, afterwards, they get discouraged on what to buy, how to set it up.
So it gets overwhelming very quickly.
Yes, 100%. So we'll have your kit there already set up, ready to go. So before you leave, you'll have everything there. You just go home, drill the holes on your workbench, call it a day.
We're going to talk more about the reloading class when we come back.
Time and memories. The two most precious things you can give someone. No cell phones, no video games, no electronic devices, no interruptions. Just your favorite gun, a couple boxes of ammo, and time spent together. The folks at Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range believe there's no time like the present, and no present like time. Step through their doors, and you'll feel time stand still. It may look like a luxury shooting range, but what they really sell is the perfect day. And perfect memories are made from perfect days. Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range, where family memories begin.
This segment is brought to you by Gunsitters, gunsitters.com, and their military division weapons guard. Their main location is on Route 10 East in the Pine Plaza in Whippany, New Jersey. Go and check Gunsitters out if you need to store your guns temporary or long term. They will also evaluate your guns for estate sales, divorces, etc., or insurance purposes. But you can store your guns there if you're going through some transition problems, selling your house, moving, whatever the case may be. If you need temporary or long-term storage, check out Gunsitters. If you're active military, their military division weapons guard will store your guns while you're being transferred or deployed until you get back for free.
Nice.
It's funded by the contributions and the profits from Gunsitters. So, getting back to Jimmy, I was always intimidated by reloading, and Jimmy had this idea where a customer comes in, student comes in, tells him he wants to learn how to load 9mm. So him and Charlie are going to teach the class. They're going to load 9mm dies on the press. You're going to take an 8-9 hour class, and when you leave, you're taking the press with you, with the dies and everything.
It's perfect.
All ready
set
to
up.
Go.
Perfect. So, right, Jimmy?
Go all ahead. Ready to go. Yes. Because I'm like, well, all right. The classes, you know, we'd get they'd sell out. And when I send out a questionnaire and a review, it was more like questions coming back. Well, I'm kind of, I don't know where to go from here now. Or I don't know, you know, can Charlie come to my house to set up my press? Okay, I mean, we always offer that service. Charlie goes out there, sets it up, because we want you to get, you know, every little value out of the class itself. And, you know, you just spent, you know, a whole day trying to reload, figuring everything out. So leaving with your kit is definitely going to be a new thing where you feel comfortable now. You can literally just go home with everything all set up, mounted to your table, and then you're ready to rock and roll.
It's just so valuable, too, because I remember when I got into reloading, and I relied on one of the old-timers
right.
at the club to really just show me what... And honestly, he could have been giving me a bunch of crap, but whatever formula he gave me is exactly what I used.
Right.
And he said, here's what you need to get, because... You get a copy of a reloading book, and your brain hurts mm-hmm. by the
it's
time
like
you...
It's like Ben Carson handing you a manual to do a brain surgery.
Yeah.
And says, you got 10 minutes, kid, and then meet me in the OR.
Right.
Yeah. Well, Sandy, I think you and I are a good example for this, because when was the last time you reloaded?
Yesterday.
Oh, never mind.
Sorry.
All right.
6 years for me.
There you go. But you know how to do it, though, right?
Yeah.
Right. And that's the thing. I feel like... For as a shooter, it's something that you should know how to do.
Right.
Because you should know how all the components work.
But the time, you know, it's an interesting question you asked yesterday, but I have not, prior to that, reloaded in 6 months.
There you go.
And when I started reloading, you know, when I sat down at the bench, I had to think for probably the first half an hour just to make sure I got everything right.
Right.
It's not something, yes, you pick it up. But it's not something that you just immediately just click back into either.
Yeah. So, again, that's why I feel that with the class, there's the option not to have a kit or with a kit, which I feel that the student will take a lot more value out of the class, because then they can go home and do it over and over.
Almost certainly.
Again.
Absolutely. So. Especially when you're leaving with, you know, everything set up. The press is set up. Everything is set up for you.
Yeah. We built a custom bench, too. So everything's just, you know, plug and play,
yeah.
And we're ready to rock and roll.
Sweet.
That's good.
Is that phenomenal?
Absolutely.
And we're always here for you if you need help and advice. Somebody could walk in 2 years later and tell Jimmy or Charlie, I took the reloading course, stuff happened in my life, I haven't got back to it, can you guys help me out?
And which has happened quite a few times.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's how we do things. So. We don't look at anybody as, you know, grab their $25 and run. You know, they're lifetime alumni. Like Boris, the doctor, came in today. He
right.
moved to Pennsylvania. He was coming to visit his sister. He has 200-yard range in his backyard. And he figured since he was coming to visit his sister in New Jersey, he brought his gun bag, and two reasons. He wanted to shoot here, and he wanted to see everybody. As soon as he walked in, he gives me a hug, and he's like, is Jimmy here? You know, I've been with you guys since Belleville, blah, blah, blah. Right? Isn't that a great feeling, Jimmy,
100%.
That we've built that?
Yeah,
100%. It is. It's a good feeling. You know, people ask me what business we're in. We're in the hospitality business first. And, you know, we had a wedding here last Saturday. The bride, the groom came in with the wedding party and a photographer, and they went in the range and they shot and they took pictures for their wedding. I mean, it doesn't get better than
that. Yeah,
that's
pretty cool. Yeah.
Right?
Oh, 100%.
It's phenomenal.
We also have Connecticut. We had to stop doing Connecticut for a while because of the craziness of everything that was going on with the NRA. So now with the classes back up and running, we can offer the Connecticut CCW as well. So I know a lot of you have been asking for that. The dates are on our website. So you can see that under the new course tab as well. With the Connecticut, they do require the 8-hour basics pistol class. So
if you're wondering what that crunching is, that's Anthony chewing on his Tootsie Pop. I'm like what
a horse.
The hell is wrong with this board? Go ahead.
So that's what the new class is
I'm
right
hungry.
Now. But I know we have some other questions, right?
Well, I'm eating.
Yeah.
You're interrupting his crazy.
Oh, sorry.
So. I sent you the question.
Well,
we were getting a lot of questions.
Roger
about,
Garrett was one of them. Go ahead.
Yeah, Roger had some questions about scopes. And, I mean, we can go on for about two or three different radio shows about this. And one of his questions was, you know, the different types of scopes, what to get reticle-wise. Is it true that I have to spend X amount in a scope? So to answer a lot of those questions... when it comes to scopes, I would definitely pick out something. What's your purpose for that glass that you're going to be purchasing? Is it for hunting? Is it for long range? Is it for mid range? Then from there, you know, talk about, is it something I want to get in mils or MOA? Do I want to, do I do math in inches?
You lost me.
Versus so depending on how you do the math, if you do it in MOA, you know, which is general standard for, you know, for us, you know, inches and feet, or you want to do it in mils. You know, one thing that I've learned is to always get matching turrets, meaning you want your reticle to be mil and your turret to be mil, or you want your reticle to be MOA and your turrets to be MOA. Please stay away from anything that's reticle, mil, turret, MOA, or vice versa. Unless you could do that crazy math in your head, or if you have calculators and everything, it takes a long time. When you're out there, especially on a hunt, or you're trying to do a shoot, a PRS match, you know, for rifles, you don't have that type of time. So definitely matching your turrets to your reticle is definitely a plus. One question I get asked a lot too is first focal plane versus second focal plane.
Explain
Sandy
the difference.
Is, yeah, I see the smoke coming out of Sandy's head right now.
I'm sleeping.
So same thing with first. I'm a big fan of first focal plane. The reason for that is because my reticle value doesn't change. Meaning when I do full magnification, my reticle values always stay the same. If I have second focal plane, when I start to zoom in, the subtensions and the reticle itself will start to change the values. Does that make sense?
So
do
you have to recalculate?
You have to recalculate. Now, let's say, so exactly, Sandy. So right now, I'm sighting in at 300 yards, and I'm only on 10x power for magnification on second focal plane. Now, I want to really zoom into 25x magnification. Well, guess what? My shot's going to be completely off. Because since I zoomed in, the tensions itself changed, so now my math is completely different. So I'm not a big fan of that, unless you always keep it at 25x or 15x or 30x, whatever the case may be. But again, you might be shooting at something a lot closer, and you don't want that high power of magnification.
Right, sure.
So that's why I'm a big fan of first focal plane versus second focal plane.
When people ask me scope questions, I say, no problem, jimmy@gunforhire.com.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's completely out of my wheelhouse. I'm a handgun guy. I'm an iron sight guy with rifles and ARs, closer distances. I went with him once with his 50 caliber. What did we shoot, 1,200 yards?
Yeah.
It was the most exciting and most boring day in my entire life, okay?
20 minutes in between shots.
Yeah, 10 seconds.
The excitement was when the plate went ding, like 20 minutes after we squeezed the trigger.
Right.
The 7 hours in between, oh, my God. And he eats that up. And I tried to pretend that I was engaged in it. Yeah, Jim, ooh, good job, Jim. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
But afterwards, we stopped at Rita's.
Yeah,
so.
I want to go eat.
Another question. The question I get asked a lot too is the quality of the glass. Is that important? 100%.
Like everything else.
When people say, you know, well, I spent $2,000 on my rifle, do I need to spend $2,000 or $3,000 on a scope? Yes, definitely.
Or more.
Or more, right.
But not if you're shooting in an indoor 50-yard range.
Yeah, indoor 50-yard range, I mean, yes, you can get by with a very inexpensive scope. I'm not going to use the word cheap, but you can get by with an inexpensive scope. But I want you to remember this, though, the glass quality. The only way I can really explain it to someone is, since I'm recently married, I had a shop for rings, and they talked about the cloudiness in the stone itself.
VVS.
Right.
Yeah.
And I had no idea about this before. You know, I never shopped for rings before. Love you, Tara. And, you know, they said, okay, well, here is a ring that has what Anthony said. And here's a ring with a different quality. And I'm like, well, I don't see the difference. Well, look under the magnification now. Mm. They gave me that little eyepiece. What's the eyepiece called?
Eyepiece.
Yeah, the eyepiece thing. Yeah. So they gave me that little eyepiece thing, and I looked through.
A loop.
I go, holy shit. You can see a big difference. You see cloudiness. You don't see cloudiness. You can see, you know, defects in the actual stone itself. That's the exact same thing with a scope. I notice, and you might not see it on the lowest magnification, but when you start to go out to the highest magnification, you start to see cloudiness.
Right.
You start to see almost like a mirage, but it's more of a cloudy.
It's like a haze almost.
Haze, yes, that's the word I'm looking for. And you'll notice that when you're shooting, where I've noticed with inexpensive scopes, I can't pick up a vapor trail. So I'm shooting and I see absolutely nothing. And then all of a sudden, you know, I go to a higher, you know, a better quality scope, and then you actually get to see the vapor trail and where the round's actually going.
I get a vapor trail when I smoke a cigar.
We get the same vapor trail.
Yeah, and that's only 3 feet away.
Right. Oh, great.
Here he goes.
Are you still fighting crime the old-fashioned way? Now cut crime in half the time with a fast, easy money-saving solution. Introducing the Shitbaggerator, this year's all-new crime deterrence marvel from the makers of Gun for Hire Radio. The Shitbaggerator's compact design makes it quicker and easier to use than jail cells, parole boards, lethal injections, or those costly, outdated electric chairs. Just park your Shitbaggerator in the town square, open the lid, and drop the shitbag in. It's that simple. There's no wrong way to use it. Back and forth, side to side, round and round, shitbags go in and come out as a mound. Super sharp stainless steel blades that never need sharpening do all the work. Slice shitbags so thin, they only have one side. Built strong to last, they slice through even the toughest shitbags. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, no problem. Just set it to high, and the Shitbaggerator's powerful patented motor will handle them three at a time. No muss, no fuss, no bogging down. Just pop the top, drop them in, and watch as the powerful counter-rotating blades pull any size shitbag through at 2 feet per second. Amazing! Cleanup is a breeze. Just rinse with a fire hose or run it through the car wash. There's even a pulse setting for serial offenders. Save up the worst and delight the crowds on the 4th of July. Who needs fireworks when you've got the Shitbaggerator? And it's portable, so you can take it anywhere. But wait, there's more. For a limited time, we'll send you 4 additional sets of special stainless steel blades that never need sharpening. So now you can chop, slice, dice, and cube. The Shitbaggerator and 4 specialty blades, all for the same low, low price. Unbelievable. So don't wait. Call and get yours today.
The Shitbaggerator is available only at Gun for Hire Radio. Operators are standing by.
This segment is brought to you by SafeCon. NJSafeCon.net is this September 23rd in Princeton. It's a Saturday. Everybody's going to be there. Again, Roger Garrett from Purely Water, Dr. Renucci, Mike Candido from Jay Moore. They're all sponsoring it, and these people don't, they're not gun businesses, and they're going to be a part of it. If you're not going to be a sponsor or participate, and you have sent us emails, questions, Jimmy, this thing, that thing, I will shame you on the show September 24th on air. I just want everybody to know that now. NJSafeCon.net. Don't be cheap. Couple hundred dollars, be a sponsor. Be a sponsor in the program, the bags, the advertising. I don't care. Just be a sponsor. NJSafeCon.net. We need this more than ever. The election is only a month and a half after that, actually 5 weeks later. We need to rally up the troops, okay? Chris Kent had sent me a bunch of stuff because obviously he's a doctor. He said he loved the show with Dr. Edeen, and it's funny they want to make it a public health issue. But Dr. Edeen finally sent me the bearing arms form that you should give to your doctor.
That's great,
so,
isn't it?
So yeah. Everybody list it up. It's keepandbearearms.com/downloads/gundocform, GUNDOCFORM. And what it is if you go to the doctor and the doctor asks you on a questionnaire if you have guns in the house or something, what you do is you give this back to the doctor, okay? And it's a firearm safety counseling representation, physician qualifications and liability form. You will laugh your asses off. I am telling you right now, because you're signing that your insurance knows that you're doing stuff out of your realm. You're signing that
there's
you're a certified instructor.
Sign
you're When I tell you, I laughed my ass off. It's 2 pages long, and it was written by a retired L.A. County Sheriff's Department with risk management, human service, resource counseling, and everything. And it basically, page 2, schools the doctor. Page 1, scares the doctor, okay? Part two, liability. I have determined from a review of my medical malpractice insurance that if I engage in an activity for which I am not certified, such as firearm safety counseling, the carrier, check one, will or will not cover lawsuits resulting from my neglect, lack of qualification, etc. And then you have to list your insurance name, carrier, and policy number there. There is no doctor going to fill this out.
Nobody's.
I don't care how much they donate to Bloomberg's,
right.
You know, any town for gun safety or mayors against guns, they're not going to do it. So check it out. It's on the Bearing Arms website.
Speaking about Bloomberg, I got a
go ahead, hit me.
Phone call 2 days ago.
And, King Mike?
They want, and on the caller ID, it said Bloomberg. So I answered it, and this lady was on the phone, and she goes, I'd like to come down with a group of shooters, you know, as a corporate event, and I just want to know your packages. I said, no problem. I go, you know, where are you calling from? She goes, I'd rather not say.
Yeah, she would definitely rather not say.
Right.
She goes, My video producer used to be from that place, too.
Right. She goes, I'd rather not say. I'm like, okay. And, you know, I'm prying and prying and prying. And I saw the caller ID. It's saying, you know, Bloomberg, you know, his office or whatever it said on there. They came in, they shot, they loved it. So they're not all assholes.
No, it's legit. They could get hung out to dry.
Yeah, it's yeah. 100%.
It's their boss.
You do have a couple of members here that I do know work for that organization.
Right. Yes, so. I do too.
Yeah.
And they've told me that, and they laugh when they listen to the show and they hear me talk King Mike and the FU Bloomberg Lounge and all of that. Jimmy, let's talk about we have Pirelli coming back for Psychology and Firearms, which is July 23rd this month. Everybody should take that class.
100%.
I'm telling you, it's a hard sell because people are like, what do I need it for? It's probably the best 4 to 5 hours. And you also have a contact with Dr. Pirelli, and he just enlightened you on what we have to deal with, because this is another angle where a state like New Jersey is trying to take our guns away.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, with mental health issues, a complete ban of ever owning a gun again under domestic issues, et cetera, et cetera. I just think it's a great class to take. Now, you've been managing all of the urban classes for the past 4 years that we run in Cedar Grove, some that we run here, other outdoor ranges down in South Jersey. You have advanced classes that you can't talk about because you have to be invited into them, which is a wonderful thing. But
thanks for throwing me under the bus. But
no, that's okay. That's okay. And we just purchased a portable shoot house.
Surprise.
Okay. And there'll be classes coming up. There'll be classes coming up for that as well. But what else you have going on? People are always want to talk to you.
With the portable shoot house, surprise, we obtained a portable shoot house. We're actually going to pick it up tomorrow and then set it up, see how long it takes to set up the height of it, make sure we can run it in the range, out the range, because we could, in theory, run it in the back parking lot. But Anthony says that's all we need is to go through a scenario when you're in the home and someone's screaming, I got a gun, and get out of here. And we're in the back parking lot of the gun range.
We could probably do it in the new edition on a Saturday or a Sunday.
That's true, yeah. That's
we can go over to the new edition. In a week or two, we'll be ready. The roof will be on.
Well, do you remember in the old facility, we had to post somebody outside just in case the police stormed the doors?
When you're doing, when you're using simunitions, and, you know, it's similar to live fire, when someone's yelling, help, I got a gun, or call the police or something, someone will call the police, and the police will respond and end up, and you're using guns that are real guns that have fake barrels in them, you know. Jimmy, you talk to us about it.
So the nice part is we are going to open it up to, you know, I don't want to say everyone, but what we're going to do is we're going to be able to bring back that scenario of a husband and wife, you know, inside the bedroom. Because the shoe house is portable, where we can set up rooms and doors in every direction, every way. We can set up a maximum of 6 different rooms, so we can really replicate your house.
Yeah,
so we can
really
go through that scenario with you. You know, you can bring in your safe that you have in your room or in a different room, see how quick you can access it. Someone breaks in. But the goal, though, is, you know, especially tomorrow when we pick it up, see, you know, how long it takes to set up. And if we could run it in the range right now, I think we're having a problem with height with the carriers. But in the new building, though, we won't have that issue. We might set it up a couple times in the police academy to run a couple classes as well.
Is that something you could take, like, on the road to different places?
Yeah, if it's on a 4x4 skid.
Oh,
Yes, it's right. On a 42x48 skid, and it's, you know, all the rods go up, and it's like black nylon or vinyl curtains, so you can configure all different rooms for room clearing and
windows and everything.
Yeah, slice into really pie cool. And the whole bit. Yeah, wow. It's really cool. It's a professionally made shoot house.
Right. So again, we're going to definitely explore the option of not having only the urban students attend with the shoot house. We want to make it to the the couples that come in and experience something in their house.
I know that's something you guys have been wanting to do for a long time, mm-hmm. even with small business owners too. You know?
Yes. Well, that's what's nice about a lot of the training that we do. We can take it elsewhere. Like we're doing the terrorism awareness down South Jersey in a temple. Mm. So we're going there where they have about 150 Jewish people coming, and Wayne Monaco, who presented the terrorism awareness class. He's going to be going down there. I'm going to be going down there, and we're going to teach it right inside the actual temple.
Yeah, it's pretty cool because, it's the best way to do it, right? I mean, you're right in your own home surroundings and that sort of thing.
Correct.
You know, I know we did that in, was it Tenafly too?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and that was...
At a large synagogue in Tenafly.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that with the realtors too. Remember that?
Oh, my God, that was great. That was a great one. We did a realtors. That was Bob from Crystal Title. He hooked us up with that, and we did the whole class with him for safety,
situational awareness.
Yeah, going into a home. That's a real big issue.
Right, yeah. Right. It's almost now, like you refuse to be a victim.
How are you doing with the Build-A-Bears? The Build-A-Bears, I see a lot of them going on.
Yes, a lot of them. We've taken a little turn with the Build-A-Bear, meaning I remember the past 2 years, people have wanted to go real lightweight, mobile. Now people are looking to do a little more long range with them. So they don't care about the weight so much, because you're going to put a bipod and go prone and, shoot on a bench. We've been doing a lot of the bigger calibers, like 308 and 6.5 Creedmoor.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's jimmy@gunforhire.com. Obviously, if you have questions about scopes and stuff, we'll accumulate some. He'll come back on and read them on the air.
Yeah.
I think it would be great because I'm totally confused with focal one, focal three. What the focal is a focal?
Yeah, I know. It's...
I just want to say
it's
that.
Too much.
And real quick, if you're taking my likeness off the internet and you're posting it at your gym and your training facility that I was successful because of you and it wasn't you, I'm going to come after you with my lawyers.
Oh,
just
nice.
So you know.
Look
do you
that.
Like that a picture?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
This is at a Gold's Gym and a revamp company.
Oh,
took
good.
My pictures off the internet and they're taking credit for it.
Excellent.
I work out at GT Fitness and Title Boxing only. And my likeness is trademarked and so is Gun for Hire. So I'm going to be enjoying a piece of their sales for the next 5 to 10 years, by the way. Or we might own a gym called Guns for Hire.
All right. There
when
we
we're
go.
Done with them.
Wonderful.
Real quick, August 3rd to 6th, IUB. Jimmy is the point of contact on that. Psychology and Firearms, July 23rd. We're going back down to South Jersey. Urban Carbine 3, Urban Pistol 3, August 19th and August 22nd, respectively. Jimmy, thank you for everything
you
do. Love you, too. Sandy, we even love you.
You know, I kind of just while the show is going on, I'm getting text messages from our buddy Jose Morales down in... Philly Firearms Academy. He's got brand new digs in Willow Grove, right down the street from the old NAS.
It's
Willow
beautiful.
Grove. It
I
is
saw
gorgeous.
The pictures.
Isn't it something? He's a good guy. If you guys are in Pennsylvania, look him up, phillyguntraining.com. Well, clock on the wall says it all. Looks like you've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and the License of Broadcast Music Incorporated. This is Winston. Winston, there you go, buddy. It's you're sleeping on the job. We love you guys. We will see you again next week. Please send us your questions to jimmy@gunforhireradio.com. All right, bye.